Number 18, Tosfos may argue because Sofalach. Tosfos comes to ask, Afagav, even though, digadi, that by a goat, ein al yosei kreva, its tail is not brought up, so then maybe he would have been able to eat it. And for Tosfos, roiv pischehem, most of their karbonis for Pesach, hayotle was a sheep. Oy, or another answer, shema maybe higidloi. He told Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that they always used the sheep. Frektosvus, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, shaloi ala l'regel. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, why didn't he go up to the Pesach for the regel? And for Tosfos, Yeshlema, we can answer, shaloi hayaloi karka, that he didn't own any land. Or a second answer, zakin haya, he was old. She'ena yochel lahalich baraglov, that he was not able to go on his own feet. Yerushalayim, the potter mi Pesach, that then is potter from going for the carbon Pesach, k'moy meri'ah, just like he's potter from going for the carbon re'iyah that's brought every Yom Tov. Inami, or also a third answer, netzivin chutz la'aretzi. Netzivin is in chutz la'aretz, k'demuchach b'sifri, as is clear from the sifri, b'parshas re'eh, in parshas re'eh, that netzivin is outside of Eretz Yisrael. V'oy, then also, the Targum Yerushalmi, in the Targum of the Yerushalmi, when it says in the Pasuk, Ve'erech Ve'akad Ve'kalna, Ve'eretz Shina, so the Targum translates it, the Targum translates it, Ve'hadas Unetzivin Ve'katisvi. So you see that Akad is Netzivin, and those are all in Eretz Shina, which is out of Eretz Yisrael. Chakuka, Pirish, Rabbeinu Chananel explained, what does Chakuka mean? Sefer. That he was a sefer, that was his trade, and therefore that was his name. The re-pirish, and the re-explains, Meir Chakuka Haya. He came from the city called Chakuka, the Sefer Yehoshua, which that city is mentioned in Sefer Yehoshua.